USA News, I'm Dave Collins. Homeless shelters are packed in Oklahoma as the Arctic blast caused temperatures to plummet today.
People mainly from Haiti and Venezuela, and there's a lot of confusion about what is going to happen.
Sheila Farley is the manager of the outreach team at the Oklahoma Mental Health Association. Temperatures dropped into single digits with wind chill values as low as minus 20. The House is set to eventually vote on a $1.7 trillion bill to fund the government after it cleared the Senate this afternoon. Senators voted 68-29 to pass the omnibus measure today ahead of Friday's deadline. Huge tent camps are growing on the Mexican border with Texas as migrants wait for what they believe will be their chance to claim asylum. This after Title 42 sits in limbo.
People mainly from Haiti and Venezuela, and there's a lot of confusion about what is going to happen.
Rice University's Guadalupe Correa is in the Mexican border town of Matamoros. She says most of the asylum seekers are willing to wait. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is recapping the U.S.'s support for Ukraine. Blinken said support will continue as Ukraine defends itself against Russia through the winter. On working with other nations, he noted Finland and Sweden sought to join the NATO alliance this year. President Biden is set to deliver a Christmas address soon. The White House says it'll be about what unites us as Americans. It will also address the president's optimism for 2023. At LSU, students will soon be able to major in marijuana. The school is launching a cannabis education certificate program. There are courses for healthcare workers, a business class, and one devoted to growing the best weed. Mega Millions jackpot for tomorrow night, $510 million. This is USA News.
If your company stayed open during COVID, I have some great news for you. Government funds are available to reward companies who stayed open during the challenging time. Now, this is not a loan, and you do not have to pay it back. Your hard work to stay open could qualify you for up to $26,000 per employee at COVIDpayment.com. You heard that correct. Up to $26,000 per employee. This program is complicated, but nobody knows more about it than the tax experts at COVIDpayment.com. You pay nothing up front. They do all the work and share a percentage of the cash they get you. Businesses of all types, including nonprofits and churches, can qualify, including those who took PPP loans. If you have five or more employees, let COVIDpayment.com help get you up to $26,000 per employee. Visit COVIDpayment.com. That's COVIDpayment.com. COVIDpayment.com.
The Pacific Northwest is getting pounded by that major winter storm.
The Pacific Northwest is bracing for an ice storm, in particular in the Portland area. Thousands of people already waking up Thursday to power outages from strong winds. A major winter storm moving into Oregon expected to cause even more power outages throughout the weekend. Portland's Mayor Ted Wheeler has declared a state of emergency due to the forecasted storm, and several shelters have been opened to house the most vulnerable. In Portland, Oregon, I'm Jeremy Scott.
The Senate voted today to pass a massive $1.7 trillion government spending bill that will fund critical government operations across federal agencies and provide emergency aid for Ukraine and natural disaster relief.
We've concluded this Congress, one of the most productive in decades, with one of the best omnibus packages in decades.
Senator Chuck Schumer, the House must next pass the measure as lawmakers race the clock to avert a shutdown at the end of the week. Fox News stars have testified under oath that they had doubted election fraud claims made in the 2020 presidential race. Dominion Voting Systems have filed a $1.6 billion defamation suit against Fox News and argues that Fox employees knew the claims they were broadcasting about an election fraud plot against Donald Trump were false. Marine recruiters in Southern California are being credited with stopping a smash-and-grab robbery at a jewelry store. Recruiters were talking with applicants at Della.
Hi, this is Joe Cordell with the law firm Cordell & Cordell. When the prospect of divorce becomes a reality, you need a partner that you can count on. If you're a man in this situation, consider contacting Cordell & Cordell. We've helped men navigate complex legal matters for 30 years.
Contact Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firms online at CordellCordell.com. No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers. Online at CordellCordell.com. CordellCordell.com.